In the Gospel today, Peter says to his companions, "I'm going out fishing," which, considering his background, isn't an odd thing for him to do. But there's more to his words than what first meets the eye. Peter's words signal his discouragement and doubts, because the Hebrew word that we translate as going out really means going back, which implies Peter is planning more than just one night of fishing. He and his companions are going back to their old way of life, the way they lived before they met Jesus, before they were called to be disciples. In other words, they're giving up on Jesus and everything he taught. It's not hard for us to understand their actions. Fishing is so tangible. We can brag about our catch of the day. It can be counted, sized, priced, and sold. When we've caught a net full of fish, we have something to show for our day's labor. And that's quite different from being a disciple now that Jesus has died. When Jesus was alive, there was a lot to talk about and remember. At the end of each day, the disciples had stories to tell about healings and miracles and large crowds of admirers. But now that Jesus was dead, all of those stories about the lilies of the field and a good shepherd seemed to crumble underneath the weight of the cross. Death does that, doesn't it? It shifts everything in our lives. And whether we like to admit it or not, death has a strong hold on us too. And it is often disguised so well. On Good Friday, about 150 of us prayed at the overly guarded gates of Lawrence Laboratories in the bucolic valley of Livermore in California. The valley's natural beauty and the spring-flowered hills camouflage the deadly mission of the plutonium lab's work. For this lab designs and builds weapons of mass destruction in the middle of a community of houses and businesses as the lab continues to contaminate the soil and natural underground water reserves in the area. It's a temptation on Good Friday or any other good day to give up when we recognize the powerful presence of death in our lives. Yet over 35 years, we have prayed at these gates, the gates of this facility that is connected with University of California and is supported by trillions of dollars from our government. Money that robs our nation and the world of life, daily bread and pure water. Money that could be used to encourage and finance doctors to travel where they're needed, not bound by borders. Money that could educate the children of the world to work for peace, not profit without conscience. Yes, death has a strong hold on us both personally and as a nation. And even on good days, we, like the disciples, are tempted to go back fishing and let someone else remember and carry the vision. Yet the gospel is spoken to us today. Remember, Jesus says, what I did for the disciples, I do for you. For us now. Easter faith doesn't deny death, but it challenges the power and durability of death by encouraging our Good Friday eyes to look beyond the locked hearts and barriers that death places before us. Easter faith reminds us of Jesus' promise and opens our eyes to Christ's presence in our life today, when spoken by faithful witnesses who are willing to lay down their lives in Jesus' name each day in acts that proclaim God's name, who first and last is life.